Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, Democrats, how do you feel about Mr. Buck Stops With Me Now? Joey Demento, the crackhead president. Yeah, America's got its first crackhead president. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, all the people that cheated to get this man into office, that connived, that decided to pull a coup against President Trump. Look what you got. No man left behind. Oh, my gosh. We got a lot to talk about. There's a graphic I saw, and it has Dunkirk. And if you know what they're referencing, if you're a history buff, it's Dunkirk, right? The British sending all the ships over to get to rescue all of their young men, and they were getting crushed by the Nazis. Well, we got Dunkirk here. Biggest evacuation in American history, led by the biggest evacuated brain, evacuated skull, because this man doesn't have a brain. Oh, my goodness. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. I am Kevin Jackson. I'm not going to pull any punches. This is an embarrassment beyond belief, but this is at a human level. You know, we can sit back and look at it, you know, in sort of this existential way. The problem is there are people facing what Biden did, the people that helped us, and the long-range implications of what that means for Americans getting support for anybody with anything when we let somebody like this get into office, and the way that they did it. See, the world can't look at us and say America will have a fair election and they will elect the best person. God watches over that country, and they make sure that they have the best leaders. And those leaders export excellence, leadership. That's not what Biden exports. He exports crack. Wow. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves. And it didn't take Afghanistan for you to be ashamed of your doggone selves. You should have noticed it well before this. Like, I don't know. Like when Biden said in Ukraine, I've withheld $1 billion so they would quit investigating my son. That might have been a tip-off. Or when he said to black folks, hey, you ain't black unless you vote for me. You heard he called his FEMA director a boy. Hey, boy, I got my boy here. He can't even correct himself. Biden is so stuck in his racist ways. Let me tell you, what do you think they'd be saying right now if Donald Trump had said, yeah, I got my boy over here, a grown but Negro man. I got my boy. And oh boy, does old Joey Demento want to deflect with Hurricane Ida. Yeah. Anyway, no man left behind is a thing of the past. The new leftist-run military proves that they will leave you behind. Oh, man. If the politics go south, we're out of here. The tuck, tail, and run strategy is what I call it. And that's exactly what happened in Afghanistan. And it's a simple formula. When you install a brain-dead puppet into office, the equivalent of a crackhead. Let's all say it together. Biden is America's first crackhead president. But when you install a puppet, you get a puppet show. And sadly, the world is a very different place today than it was yesterday. It's a very different place in the last 7 months than it was prior to that. And it is going downhill fast, folks. Afghanistan is a dramatically different place from 2 weeks ago. I'm just telling you, if you were a citizen of Afghanistan, well, you had some warning. So maybe if you were smart, you were prepping. Think about how preppers would have done in Afghanistan once Trump made the announcement America was leaving. I want to say, everyone, you better listen to me, prep. You better go build your bunker, you know. Man, would a bunker in Afghanistan do you some good right about now? hidden out in the wash somewhere where hopefully nobody comes and messes with you. You got some food stores and you know how to grow your stuff. I mean, you wouldn't look too stupid there. I say this as a cautionary tale for Americans because we're looking at this and it seems far away. But you got to understand, we have the same people working against us here. I can only imagine, folks, the absolute hell that these people are living in now. Mr. Buck Stops With Me decided to pass the buck. Who's got that buck? Yep. While giving an update on the hurricane that has killed less than now 5 people, Joey Demento tried to look presidential. He presented a natural occurrence at this time of the year, hurricane season, and Hurricane Ida in this little presser. He wanted it to appear as though it was the biggest existential threat to mankind. Yeah. Because that's what they've told us, right? Climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind. So he's up there with his mask on. He's talking about FEMA. Look here. I got my boy here, and he will explain things further. And then he will go back onto the plantation. But he ain't black unless he voted for me. So Biden's trying to make Hurricane Ida bigger than what it is. And look, don't misunderstand me. Hurricane hits the coast. You're going to get flooding. Surprise, surprise. I mean, no offense to Hurricane Ida, but you ain't Katrina, girl. So you got this minor hurricane that they beefed up. They wanted it to be bigger than what it was. Why? Because they already had this other thing going.
So Biden's out there, listen, after speaking with my boy, we've got this hurricane situation, yada, yada, yada.
And the reporter says, hey, we want to ask a question, and here's what Biden said. And I think we played this clip yesterday, but it goes into the bigger context of what we're going to talk about today because Biden did it again. But anyway, here is what Biden said when he was confronted about this, when he was trying to make this hurricane look bigger than what it was.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
You're the president on Afghanistan?
I'm not going to answer Afghanistan.
Okay.
I don't have any responsibility to answer questions about the public sodomy that happened to me in Afghanistan. Don't mess with the victim. I don't know how they say it, but it has something to do with the victim, right? Don't put the victim on trial here. I'm the victim. The Taliban, they touched me. You remember that scene in Trading Places where Dan Aykroyd gets out of prison and he's in this pimp outfit and he goes, those men tried to have sex with me. That's essentially what Biden was saying. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316.
That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Dunkirk. That's what they're referencing for Joe Biden. There's a picture of, with Dunkirk that has the helicopter landing on the building in Afghanistan, and Biden's behind looking at it almost with pride, and they call it Dunkirk in reference to Dunkirk that saved the British. When all the people got together, the individuals went and saved these soldiers that were being pushed into the ocean by the Nazis. So much for the history lesson, because we got so much more to talk about today. And I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a shout. I give out the website for a reason. Go look at it. And by the way, we're getting ready to do something. We're going to find our top 1,000 fans, and you guys are going to get access to everything we do, and there's a ton that we do. I promise it's so worth it. So we're going to do that, and our merch and stuff like that, the messaging that goes in it. Do we have a shirt? It's all zoos or petting zoos if you have the balls. How about that on your cup, guys, when you're drinking your coffee? Go get it. We got a lot of cool merch over there. We're about to unleash our unhyphenated American series of stuff. Unhyphenated America series of stuff that I think is really cool. So hopefully you'll help us out and partake and get the message out there, because that's what we're trying to do. So I left off talking about Dunkirk, Joe Biden, America's first crackhead president, and he walked away when he was talking about this huge megastorm where he unleashed FEMA and his boy to go out and take care of it, and it's killed less than, I think the count was 4 people the last time I checked, and don't misunderstand me, I'm not dismissing the lives of those people, but I mean, in comparison to what? A hurricane. And yeah, people want to get their lights on, and they're flooded. One of my kids is flooded out of his place in Louisiana right now. It is what it is. So I understand it. It's a human tragedy that happens. A natural tragedy. And of course, we caused it, right? Because of global climate change and the hockey puck. But Biden has to get something to deflect.
I've authorized FEMA to release more money. Money here, money everybody for some money. Woohoo, go get your money.
But he walked away when they asked him a question about Afghanistan. Because, see, even the reporters knew there's no story with Hurricane Ida. Yeah, some lights are out, storms hit all over the country. We get floods, we get mudslides, we get droughts, we get tornadoes, we get all kinds of stuff. It happens, and it has nothing to do with us. It has to do with the world. Whether we're on it or not, that's what's going to happen. Anyway, so Biden walked away, and it happened again. When Biden was trying to provide cover for his disaster in Afghanistan, where Team Bungle left hundreds of Americans. And it's funny, I keep telling you, go look at the number. Well, it's less than 200. Oh, it's over. It's under 250. No, it might be around 300. We speculate it's 500. Trust me, it's more. Whatever they tell you, the number, it's more. They're just spinning it. They're trying to find out what's your threshold of pain. But see here, they got a problem. See, because the Democrats always say, if we could just save one person. And then they have another problem, because the military credo is, we leave no man behind. So you got two things you're dealing with. If we could just save one life and leave no man behind. Anyway, Biden was scheduled to assure Americans in a press conference that he was up to task despite his public sodomy by the Taliban. And he shows up late, very late, to the press conference. And he gets there, and in his speech, Joey Demento wants to take a victory lap for the absolute disgusting display of Americanism in Afghanistan. And here's what he said.
Some say we should have started mass evacuation sooner and ask, couldn't this be done? Had it been done in a more orderly manner? I respectfully disagree. Imagine if we had begun evacuations in June or July, bringing in thousands of American troops and evacuating more than 120,000 people in the middle of a civil war. There would still have been a rush to the airport, a breakdown in confidence and control of the government, and it still would have been a very difficult and dangerous mission. That's what he says. Biden turned what would have been a routine departure for under Trump into a chaotic hell, and he's trying to rationalize it. And you know who else did this? Barack Obama. Barack Obama destroyed our economy, moved manufacturing off, and Trump says, don't worry about it, I'll get it back. How's he going to do it? What, you got this guy there, he's a madman. He's talking about, he make this thing happen, whatever.
Right? You know, he's very eloquent at Barack Obama.
What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand?
What did Trump do? He waved the magic wand. Carrier. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Abracadabra. Presto. And he saves in what was probably the most routine, easy thing for a businessman to do. Trump saved Carrier.
So now we go to Afghanistan. Trump says we're pulling out. Here's how we're going to do it. He wrote the book on it. He says, here's what we're going to do. Here's the manual. Here's how we'll do it play by play. And you know what Biden's team did? I've already told you on this program, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Biden said, toss it. We want nothing of Trump's. And they tossed it. And so you get this cluster duck that Biden has done. He wants to blame Trump. Oh, it was the date that he set. Oh, it was terrible, man. And now he's telling you, well, even if we'd done it in June or July, we would have had to bring in 1,000 more troops and evacuate. Whatever. He's essentially saying, it didn't matter when I did it. I'm the crackhead president. It wasn't going to be successful. But I will bet you dollars the dog turds if Trump were still president. You wouldn't be, none of this would be happening. For all intents and purposes, Ida would have said, you know what? I'm going to stay a tropical storm out in the ocean because I don't want to mess with that white man. Oh, man, Hurricane Ida would have walked away. Mm-mm, he's white and he can fight. So, the long story short, Biden is bragging about his fiasco. His feckless team evacuated 120,000 unmasked, unvaccinated, non-socially distanced people. And he dismissed that little talking point, didn't he? But here's the irony. So in this presser, he walks away, turns around to go back to the podium because he forgot his mask. And at that point, reporters are like, well, you know, President, blah, blah, blah. And here's what happens.
Thank you, and may God bless you all, and may God protect our troops.
That's what Democrats elected. A guy who won't answer questions and is afraid to face the music.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is keeping a close eye on the massive flooding in parts of the northeastern United States.
There's a lot of damage, and I made clear to the governors that my team
President of Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance as needed.
The President also calling on insurance companies to pay premiums for people who had to leave because of evacuations before the storm.
I'm calling on the private insurance companies right now, at this critical moment. Don't hide behind the fine print and technicality. Do your job. Keep your commitments to your communities that you insure. Do the right thing. Pay your policyholders what you owe them.
According to GasBuddy.com, more than half of the gas stations in New Orleans and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, are without fuel as they recover from Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are the lowest in almost a year and a half. The Labor Department reporting 340,000 American workers filed initial jobless claims last week. That's 14,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest number reported since mid-March of 2020. The World Health Organization is expressing concern over another coronavirus variant.
The World Health Organization has identified another coronavirus variant of interest. The B1621 variant, known as the Mu variant, was first identified in Colombia in January and has since been seen in 39 countries. The WHO says that Mu has mutations that may evade the protections of the current vaccines. There have only been a few larger outbreaks of Mu, mostly in Colombia and Ecuador. The WHO says that further study of the variant is needed to fully understand its characteristics. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Last night in Kabul, the United States ended 20 years of war in Afghanistan. The longest war in American history. We completed one of the biggest airlifts in history with more than 120,000 people evacuated to safety. That number is more than double what most experts thought were possible. No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals. For weeks, they risked their lives to get American citizens, Afghans who helped us, citizens of our allies and partners and others on board planes and out of the country. And they did it facing a crush of enormous crowds seeking to leave the country.
That is how a loser gives a victory speech. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. That, of course, was America's first crackhead president, Joey Biden. Democrats elected that clown, and now they got to live with it. Now they have to suffer the consequences of Joe Biden. A pathetic show of, finger quotes, leadership. Did you hear? Wait, it's funny. I talked about this before. I talked about how, you know, they would measure, how Biden's trying to measure here. He's bragging that he tucked tail and ran, and he had to bring out 120,000 people, unmasked, unvaccinated, no social distancing. But when they come over here, they got to do all that, right? It's funny how, I think I talked about this the other day, how the Wu flu just said, you know what, I'm going to lay off of Afghanistan for a while. They're going through too much. But Biden wants you to believe that's more than double the experts thought were possible. What experts? Who's measuring? I bet you can't get more than 60,000 people out of there. I bet I can. I'll get a lot more. I know there's no way. It's an impossibility. Joey Demento, I'll prove you wrong, I say. Did this discussion occur? We couldn't even get a number out of these people. How many people are in Afghanistan, Americans? How many people are Afghanis that helped us? We couldn't even get a number. And Joe Biden, it's 120,000 more than the experts thought were possible. Somebody give me a news story that says, well, experts believe that only 30,000 people will be able to be evacuated. What would be the limit? The number of airplanes we could get in? What causes us to have to give a number that says, well, this is all we can get out? Here's what the number would be. There are 121,000 people trapped in Afghanistan. We're going to go get 121,000 people out. But when you got nothing to brag about, you got to make it up.
We got 120,000 people out.
Which, by the way, I don't believe it. And that's more than double the experts. See, Democrats love to bring in the experts. Who are the experts? Oh, I overheard somebody at a water cooler say, I doubt if they'll even be able to bring out 60,000 people. Oh, my gosh. Oh, there's an expert. The reason why I'm bringing this up and I'm mocking it and making, you know, light of the idea that Joe Biden's got the numbers, and of course those numbers are double what anybody expected. What was he going to, what is Biden telling us? Look, there were 120,000 people. The only obligation we had, according to the experts, was to get 60,000 of them. We got 120,000. The people who were left, so we got double of expectations. So what we left, 200, 500, 1,000, okay, 5,000 Americans behind. So what we left, you know, 5,000, 10, I don't know, 50,000 Afghanis who helped us behind, we got double whatever the experts say. Says it's nothing like it in history. Joe Biden wants you to know he made history. He saved lives. Remember Barack Obama? We will create or save 4.5 million jobs. Yeah, so Joe Biden saved lives. He got double what expected. How dare you talk about him when he got double? Look at you conservatives, you Republicans, you listeners of Kevin Jackson and the Kevin Jackson Network, you people are criticizing me when I saved double the number of lives the experts said we could possibly save? You want to quibble over a few people left behind? You want to quibble over 13 Marines dying in a more people could have died had I stayed there? I saved lives. I'm sounding like a Baptist preacher, but I think that's what Biden thinks he is. Y'all gonna get put back in chains? Nothing like it in history. I like to commend them on their capacity, the will, and the ability, and only America could have done this. No, only a feckless America run by a demented crackhead leader could have put us in a situation to need to do this, the largest evacuation in American history, or maybe history. And then he goes on, he does what every one of these clowns does. I don't know if you guys heard it the incredible skill and bravely. He said bravely. He didn't say bravery. He said bravely. I don't have to play the clip again. Go listen to it. He said it. And the selfless courage of the military, diplomats, and intelligence professionals. You know what he just did? He threw them all under the bus. It is a condemnation of the military, the diplomats, and the intelligence professionals that led to this. It is a condemnation. None of them performed their jobs right. It's like Benghazi. You know, in comparison, Hillary Clinton, you want to see who can spike the football? Hillary Clinton is doing a dance at her house going, yeah, look at that. If I'd have been president, y'all would have put me in. Yeah, I would have made half the mistakes that this clown made. She's spiking the football, that chick. And she has every right to. Because compared to Benghazi, what do you compare this to? I mean, this is Vietnam, Saigon, this is the Iran hostage crisis all rolled into one. That's what this is. An embarrassment. And I talked the other day, we were asked if we wanted to keep the airport, like it was some kind of consolation prize. We'll let you Americans keep the airport if you want. That's what the Taliban offered us. Yes, show it to me in writing. Show me the contract. I don't believe it. Joe Biden spiking the football. This is a guy that won't answer questions about Afghanistan, but he wants to stand up there and spike the football. We saved people because it was amazing that we could do this because of the crush of enormous crowds. Hey, Joey Demento, last time I checked, you brought them. You want to know what this reminds me of, Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? It reminds me of the border crisis here in America at our southern border. You want to know why there's a crisis? Because Joey Demento brought them. I could go on. Oh, I could be here all day. This is crazy, man. Here's what a guy named Engel said about this evacuation. This, I believe this clip was from NBC.
The worst capitulation of Western values in our lifetimes. You left behind. I went to Afghanistan. I arrived a couple of weeks ago. It was a republic backed by the United States, backed by the West. Now it is an emerging Islamic emirate trying to find its way.
You have to see the video to really get the full effect. This guy is distraught. He's like, I can't believe this. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, who you've been listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. This is a the situation changed, just for the record, and I want to be one of the first people. I've already gone on record to say this, but I've heard it nowhere else. But you know, it could be, but I didn't hear it anywhere except coming out of my brain. And here's what I said. I said this to my editor over at theblacksphere.net, Tiffany. I said, Tiffany, we've gone from Americans being stranded to Americans now being hostages. And she said, wow, that's true. So I said, let's write about that. Yeah, we've gone from Americans being stranded to Americans now being hostages. And here's General Kirby. I'm gonna expound on that more, but here's General Kirby talking about Americans being left behind. Or Admiral Kirby. Oh, wait, we don't have time for the clip. It's too long. Well, anyway, so we'll play it when we come back in on the next segment. But it, essentially, we've left people behind. Something that Americans have said we would never do. I mean, that is the credo of the military, but it's not the credo of the Biden military. And it's being discussed. I want you to understand, people are not overlooking this. It's being discussed. People are concerned about the optics of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We had Kristen Rouse on the show a few minutes ago. She served three tours in Afghanistan. She's part of a group called Digital Dunkirk that's trying to get interpreters, people they worked with, Afghans who put their lives on the line to fight alongside the United States to try to get them out of the country. But hopes are dimming. She's not quite sure how to get those people out now that the American military has gone. What is your message to those Afghans who now, whose lives are now in danger, quite literally moment to moment, who fought alongside us and believe that they had a commitment from the United States to help them get out when it was time?
I would tell them, Willie, that they still have that commitment. We thank them for their service. We're grateful for what they did. And we moved out an incredible number in a span of 2 weeks, 123,000, the vast majority of which were Afghans, Afghan allies, people like them who helped us. As General McKenzie said yesterday, we're heartbroken that we couldn't get everybody out. But they still have our commitment. They still have the commitment of this administration and the United States. And we're going to do everything we can to continue to try to get them out of that country and out safely.
Welcome back, everybody. You have the Afghanis have the commitment of Joe Biden. That's all you need. It's here. Let me sign this and here you go. You've got the commitment of a moron, of a fool, of a clown who couldn't even execute what Trump started. By the way, Ann Coulter actually praised Biden for saying having the balls to do what Trump wouldn't do. Can you believe that? Ann Coulter's a friend of mine, but sometimes that chick just drives me crazy. You want to give Biden credit for this? There's no credit to be given here. Even Ann Coulter should be smart enough to know Trump was getting out. He's the one who started it. It was an article in Mediaite, for those who are interested. I don't know. Anyway, the guy asked the question. He says, you know, there are people trying to do a digital Dunkirk, meaning they're going to, you know, if we'll figure out, we'll have people. From what I'm told, there's still some special forces people over there trying to get people out because they know the country. They know how to get people out. I hope they can, because let me tell you, Joe Biden's not going to do it. This has got to be off the books. Now, don't think for a second they won't take credit for it. But the guy goes on, he says, you know, what's the message you want to give to the Afghans whose lives are in danger? And what is Admiral Kirby, spokesperson for the Pentagon? Hey, they still have our commitment. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Woohoo! Yes. Here's some words. Take these words. Eat them. Market with them, sell them, bargain with them, because we've just given you some great words. Problem is, we can't back it up. And he goes on to say this. What have I told you guys? It's incredible. We got 123,000. It went from 120,000. Now it's 123,000. The majority of whom are Afghans. We got them out, man. If you're left over there, I'm really sorry, but let's go back to what Biden said. More than double what the expert said we could get. So again, look, I mean, and how does Kirby finish? Well, they still have the commitment of this administration. What does that mean? It's kind of like my brother. I love him to death, but my older brother, a year older than me, hey, Kev, I need some money, man. I need some money. I loan him money, loan him money. He says, man, you know, if I had it, I'd give it to you. And you know what I said to him after like the eighth time he borrowed money from me? I said, yeah, the problem is, bro, you don't have it. That's the problem. I love your commitment. I love the passion in which you deliver the message that, hey, man, if you ever needed it, if I had it, I'd give it to you. The problem is, you don't ever have it. And I would say to the Afghanis, don't try to cash that check that Biden's going to hand you, because it will bounce. His commitment ended when he got everybody out, and now they're over here spiking the football, bragging about the number of people. Look, I don't, whatever's left behind, I ain't looking in the rearview mirror. How dare you want to look in the rearview mirror? Who are you going to talk? Biden has gone black on you. Man, y'all going to try to talk to a brother like this here. Look, I got everybody out that I can get out. That's all I can do. How much you want a brother to do? What you think I can do? I mean, come on now. You ain't white now, if you don't believe what I'm saying right now. Huh? You ain't white. You ain't white. I'm cracking myself up. I love entertaining myself about this stuff. You know why? Because we are so... Look, you want to spike the football? Y'all want to spike the football? Here, I'm going to give everybody a football. Look under your seat right now. There's a football that Kevin Jackson is giving you. Go spike that football. Because you can have every reason to. You voted against this clown. You talked about the big cheat. You prepped America for what would happen. I told people this. Here's what I told during the election. I said, you know why I can guarantee you Biden won't get elected? I said, because America's not that stupid. I didn't realize the elitists who run America are that stupid. But I can guarantee you this with 100% certainty. America is not that stupid. We would never vote in a crackhead clown and with all the baggage. Forget Hunter Biden. Forget Dr. Jill. Forget Biden's 40-something year history of doing nothing and being one of the worst politicians ever. We would never have voted this man in just on him alone. I mean, just on that, on his record, we wouldn't do it. And now we got Admiral Kirby running around doing the same thing. Look at the numbers. Let's play the second part of that clip.
But Admiral, what does that look like to, I'll just use Kristen's example, her personal interpreter, someone who she considered family because of the work he did and the sacrifice he made, married with five children and literally hour to hour moving house to house because the Taliban is hunting him. That's just one story among thousands in that country. What does that American commitment mean? What does it look like? What can you do?
We have tools available to us across the range of the levers of power of a government. We're going to use those tools to the maximum extent that we can, and we're going to hold the Taliban to what they've committed to, which is this safe passage of American citizens and our allies in Afghanistan to get out. We're going to hold them accountable to that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, hour to hour, these Afghanis are moving house to house, and these are people in desperate contact with their American counterparts, the people that where they interacted with in Afghanistan. They're desperate, and they're saying, look, we are being hunted. You got to come get us. And these people are trying to do a digital Dunkirk. They got nobody left. They got no resources left in theater to help. And he says, well, we're going to use all the tools available, you know, across all the range of the levers of power. And we'll use these tools as much as we can. And oh, by the way, we're going to leverage the, I heard something that Psaki or somebody said that we have the Taliban right where we want them. I swear, it was an article that said, we now hold the leverage of power against the Taliban. You want to know what that leverage is? Money for hostages. Listen to what Biden's NSA says about aid for the Taliban.
Our country. You say we're going to work with the Taliban. Does that include the prospect of giving them aid?
Well, first of all, we do believe that there is an important dimension of humanitarian assistance that should go directly to the people of Afghanistan. They need help with respect to health and food aid and other forms of subsistence, and we do intend to continue that. Secondly, when it comes to our economic and development assistance relationship with the Taliban, that will be about the Taliban's actions. It will be about whether they follow through on their commitments to safe passage for Americans and Afghan allies, their commitment to not allow Afghanistan to be a base from which terrorists can attack the United States or any other country. Their commitments with respect to upholding their international obligations. It's going to be up to them. And we will wait and see by their actions how we end up responding in terms of the economic and development assistance.
So long-term aid is possible.
Allow me to translate for those of you who maybe didn't understand what's going on. What that was a signal for the Taliban is it's money for hostages. Why do you think the Taliban's hunting down all these Afghanis? Why do you think they're going to be hunting down the remaining Americans that, as I said earlier, went from being trapped Americans to now being hostages? You're going to see a big money transfer. I don't know when it's going to occur. All I can tell you is that it is going to occur. And you know what this guy just did? The national security advisor to Biden? Another bonehead leftist, he just set the stage by saying, oh, no, it'll be humanitarian assistance for health and food and subsistence. And, oh, by the way, we're going to give them medical, you know, they're going to give them Wu-Flu shots and stuff that nobody wants, that your tax dollars are paying for. But they're going to be disguising it as humanitarian assistance. Your money is going to be going to them one way or the other. And what they'll do is this, no, we didn't actually drop food. We gave them money for them to purchase food from so-and-so. You think they're going to get it from America? You think they're going to be buying it from Americans? Or you think they're going to be buying it from Russians or Chinese? Just curious. I just want to know your thoughts. It's going to depend on the Taliban's actions. Yeah. How many hostages they can round up in the next few days or weeks or months.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.